We're pleased to be joined by the head coach of West Fork girls basketball, Rodney Huber, as the Warhawks with an amazing comeback in the fourth quarter. They were down 36-23 to Newman when the fourth quarter began, and the Warhawks go on a 19-2 run in the fourth quarter to win and end the undefeated season for the Knights 42-38. What a comeback in that fourth quarter for your team, Coach.
Yeah, just gritty basketball. A little bit at a loss for what changed in the game, but we just kept battling and, eventually started to hit some shots. We were really, really cold there in that first half and kind of put an athletic group on the floor to guard their really good guard play and just kept chipping away at it.
And for your team, a really big turnaround shooting the ball in that second half. Held to just 15 points in that first half. A lot of good looks.
Yeah.
They just weren't falling in that first half. The resilience of your team to continue to take those shots when they're not falling in the second half to rally.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that at halftime, that somebody had to step up. You know, they were really giving a lot of attention to Leah. I think they had two or three girls on her at times just trying to keep the ball out of her hands. And then, you know, once our girls kind of started to recognize that, hey, we can get past the defense and we're going to get some open looks, I think it got a little bit easier for them there. Nahir Kanat had a, big game. She's our foreign exchange student. She's still kind of settling into the style of play and things, and she finally kind of got it going. And then I played a freshman. Wasn't expecting that to happen. She's played a little bit here and there, but Zeta Huff, she hit a big three. Not sure if she scored again, but she did a good job on the boards and did a really nice job guarding. So sometimes you got to shake it up, and that was enough to kind of just, kind of light a fire for us.
One of the storylines I had going into this game, looking at the varsity bounce stats, you have two teams that really like to pressure their opponents.
Yeah.
What that was like, how that played out here tonight with two teams that are really good at bringing the pressure and scoring in transition.
Yeah, that's what we like to do. And because of the foul situation and the way the refs were calling the game, we kind of had to get out of it a little bit. We tried a little bit of triangle and two. We weren't comfortable in that. Tried a little face guarding. That didn't work very well. And then in that third quarter, we just kind of buckled down and tried to play half-court defense and kind of let hope that we could get to the fourth quarter with not too bad of a foul situation. And then in that fourth quarter, we were able to put the press back on a little bit and speed them up and make them work. I think we took their legs away from them ultimately at the end. They did have some open looks. And, that's kind of the way this style is that you might get beat early, but late in the game, you're hoping that the legs go and the shots stop falling, and that's what happened tonight.
And for your team now, you've won four straight games. The momentum that you hope to continue to carry with that as you go into the final week of this first half of the season next week.
Well, yeah, it hasn't been pretty by any means. We've kind of scratched and clawed for some of our wins. It's been kind of a roller coaster. Forest City, obviously, we've talked about that, got us really good, and they're a really good team. And then, we've played some okay opponents, but we've struggled at times, and we're still trying to find exactly what our identity is. Yes, we like to pressure and play fast, but it's been different than it has been in the years past. We haven't played as fast. We haven't been able to play as aggressive. And so I'm trying to figure out what buttons to push, and I'm trying to figure out what combinations to get together. And to be 5-1 at this point is kind of a blessing. And we're just hopefully, we can get the next two before Christmas break and feel good going into the break.
Looking ahead to your next two opponents, what those games look like for your team and making the most of them, as those will be your final games for a while before you play in 2025.
Yeah, I really think that Newman, Central Springs, and St. Ansgar are probably the top three teams in our conference. With the exception of us, I think we're right there with everybody. Central Springs is a tough matchup for us because of the Crumb girl. She's got size that we don't have. So we've got to really limit her, and we didn't do a good job of that last year. So, have some different ideas for that. And St. Ansgar is probably the most well-put-together team, I think, in the conference. They got some size. They got an athletic wing. They have some bench depth. And, they got the Porish girl shoots the ball pretty well. So that's the one. That's right before break. That's the one I think that's going to be the real challenge if we can get through Central Springs. Obviously, the St. Ansgar game is going to be the big one. So, it's tough, but you got to play. If you want to win a conference titles, you got to play them all. So hopefully we can get some things kind of put together here and get a little bit more settled in what we're doing.
Final thoughts, Coach, is a great win here tonight for your team, an amazing rally in that second half to get the win, and this team continues to develop its identity, but the resilience really stands out to me with the could be included a part of the identity of this team going forward.
Yeah, and you know, that's, as a coach, that makes you really proud because it's not always going to be pretty every night. You know, sometimes you got to figure out ways to get stops if the ball's not going in the hoop. And I think the belief and the competitive spirit that our team shows is unique. And that's how you know you've kind of developed a good program is that, you know, kids pretty much refuse to lose. And I think we have that.
Well, Coach, congrats on the great win tonight, and good luck in your final games of 2024 next week against Central Springs and St. Ansgar. Thanks for joining us here at halftime.
Thank you. Appreciate it.